A case that aims to repeal the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, goes before the U.S. Supreme Court tomorrow. A report out today says losing Obamacare could leave 422,000 Massachusetts residents without health coverage. Joining us this morning with more details is Audrey Shelto, president of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Foundation of Massachusetts, which funded this new report. Good morning, Audrey.
Good morning, Bob.
So first of all, let's remind our listeners about the case. It's called Texas versus California. It argues that the requirement that every individual purchase health insurance is unconstitutional because there's no longer any tax penalty for those who don't have insurance. So, Audrey, how does a ruling on this question threaten the law?
So the plaintiffs are arguing that if that section is unconstitutional, then the whole law is unconstitutional, that you can't sever that one section from the rest. So they're basically saying if the individual mandate is unconstitutional, the whole law is unconstitutional.
If a majority of the justices agree, states would lose a lot of federal money. How do you estimate what Massachusetts would lose? And what does this money get used for?
So our estimate is, as you said earlier, that approximately 422,000 people could lose coverage if the Affordable Care Act were overturned. The majority of those individuals are people that are covered through the state's Medicaid program, MassHealth, and also through some subsidies that come through the connector, the Massachusetts Exchange for subsidized coverage. If that many people lost coverage, then the associated federal revenues that tie to those people would also be lost to the Commonwealth. So given that the Medicaid program in every state is a combination of state and federal dollars, a huge portion and a huge number of federal dollars come to the Commonwealth of Massachusetts through this program. If through 422,000 people lost coverage, the state would also lose $3.3 billion per year in federal funding. So that funding is tied directly to the reduced enrollment in the Medicaid and connector programs.
Is there any way the state can possibly make up that kind of money, either through other federal money or state funds, from your point of view?
Well, technically, yes. The state could go back and say, okay, we had health care reform in Massachusetts before the ACA, so let's try to go back to that. However, that program, that served as the model eventually for the national program, also relied on a combination of federal and state funds. So if the state tried to make this up, go back to the 2006 programs, still we project that 69,000 people would lose coverage. If the federal government said, okay, we'll go back and participate with you in that arrangement that we had back in 2006, then state spending would need to go up by $988 million in order to retain those coverage levels. If the federal government said, sorry, you're on your own, you have to cover this yourselves, then the state would have to raise spending by $2.1 billion. So technically, the state could try to restore most of the coverage that would be lost if the Affordable Care Act were overturned. But financially, politically, it's very hard to imagine how the state could come up with that money. It would either require very difficult choices within the state budget or increasing the size of the state budget through additional revenues.
Your foundation looked at the impact of losing the ACA about a year ago. Now, both the financial and coverage losses look worse because of the pandemic, I assume.
It looks worse for two reasons. One is that, as you're alluding to, more people are covered now by MassHealth, and therefore more people are at risk of losing coverage, and more people are covered, as you're referring to, because of the pandemic and because of the economic impact of that. Also, in this more updated analysis, we were able to identify approximately 56,000 MassHealth members who are eligible for MassHealth through the ACA and therefore would also lose coverage through the overturn of the ACA.
So let me ask you to handicap what you think the U.S. Supreme Court will do. Do you think the U.S. Supreme Court will rule in a way that will hurt Massachusetts?
It's hard to project because there's, both Justices Brett Kavanaugh and Neil Gorsuch will vote on this case, and neither were on the court when previous major cases challenging the constitutionality of the ACA were presented. And I would say personally, it's hard to imagine that in the middle of a pandemic, that the Supreme Court would want to throw millions of people across the country off of insurance coverage. So it's hard to imagine it happening, but in my opinion, but hard to predict.
Audrey Shelto, president of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Foundation in Massachusetts, thanks very much for joining us this morning. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Bob. Always a pleasure.